Okay, sa susunod na linggo ay ang State of the Nation address ng ating Pangulo at magsisimula rin ang panibagong sesyon ng lehislatura. As we already know, the House Bill 4455 already passed the House of Representatives, nakabinbin pa sa Senado, at yung House Bill na yan ay nagsasabing promoting positive discipline of children and prohibiting corporal punishment. So, pinagbabawal. Kung maging batas yan, magiging bawal ang pamamalo, paggamit ng physical punishment sa mga bata. At dito, nagkaroon ng malawakang diskusyon ang mga Kristiyano, at nakalulungkot na maraming Kristiyano o maraming mga nagaangking Kristiyano ang tumayo na laban sa paggamit ng pamamalo at sumasang-ayon at sinusuportahan yung House Bill. Now, when you have such a prominent personality as Pope Benedict XVI, no less, standing as an opponent of spanking, well, you have a real challenge in your hand as those who want to follow the scriptures. Nakita natin nung mga nakaraan, maging evangelical groups na ang aking ginamit ay ang position paper ng Philippine Children Ministries Network na bahagi doon ng Christian Compassion Ministry ng CRBC. Hindi sila sumasang-ayon sa position paper na yun. Subalit, makikita doon na maging evangelical Christians ay sumusuporta sa panukala na tigilan na ang paggamit ng pamalo sa mga anak. At tinindigan natin na ito ang nararapat na prinsipyo ng Kristiyano batay sa kasulatan. Kaya ang una nating pinag-aralan ay ang mga sinasabi ng kasulatan na mismong ang Diyos ay may prinsipyo siya ng paggamit ng pamalo, the rod, even on His own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as a standard, although that did not need to be used because Jesus remained sinless. However, our children are not sinless. Sa makatuwid, yung rod ay nananatiling instrumento para sa mga magulang. Last week, we faced the studies na ginawa na maraming nagpapakita ng negative results at hindi natin inaatrasan ang ganyan mga studies. Ang sinabi natin riyan ay even those who are against spanking, but they question the methodology. And one thing about these studies is they cannot distinguish between abusive spanking and spanking that is in the context of loving parenthood. Hindi niya maipag-iiba ang pamamalo na abusado, na maraming talagang ganyan, hindi natin tinatanggihan. And we are against all forms of child abuse. Pakadiinan natin yan. We are against all forms of child abuse. Ako, pag nakakapanood ng balita na magulang inabuso ang kanyang sariling anak, eh talagang nakakasuklam tingnan ang ganyang uri ng krimen. So, we are against all forms of child abuse, but using the rod is not necessarily child abuse, but can be in the context of parental love. Ang isang pinagkakaiba natin sa secular psychology ay sinabi natin na ang ating pananaw regarding the child ay iba sa secular psychology because we believe in the sinfulness of even of children. Yan ang turo ng salita ng Diyos, Psalm 51:5, I was born in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. Kaya ang ibig sabihin niyan ay makasalanan ng bata, at ang kahulugan niyan sa disiplina ay foolishness is bound up in the heart of the child, but the rod of correction will drive it away from him. Now, this is a wisdom saying. Hindi natin sinasabing ito'y covenant promise na kapag ginawa mo mangyayari, but rather as the general pattern that God has built into life, yan ang kailangan para sa pagpigil ng kasalanan ng bata. Diyan tayo nagkakaiba sa secular psychology na ang tingin nila sa bata ay fragile, innocent, sinless, ay hindi tayo sumasang-ayon diyan. And at the same time, nagkakaiba rin tayo sa usapin tungkol sa pag-ibig. In our understanding of love, love has a confrontational element. Sa Leviticus nga, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. Paano mo mag-hate ang brother mo? You shall surely rebuke. So rebuking is a form of love. Proverbs 27, better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. while profuse are the kisses of an enemy. So, sa usapin ng kalikasan ng bata, nagkakaiba tayo. Sa usapin ng function ng pag-ibig, nagkakaiba tayo. And rod must always be used in the context of parental love. Eh, dyan tayo ngayon papasok sa usapin ng issue natin ngayon. How can we maintain the use of rod in a loving context? How can we maintain that as a function of love? Maraming ang abuso, maraming nangyayaring ganyan na gusto nating iwasan. So how can we maintain that our use of the rod is a function of love? The struggle is real. I'm sure all parents here will agree. We have had our mga pagkakahulog sa kasalanan. Christian parents, you see, are still sinful folk. Ang mga magulang na Kristiyano ay mga makasalanan pa rin. At papasok ang kasalanan na yan sa usapin ng paggamit ng pamalo. At yan ang i-struggle natin. Paano tayo gagamit ng disiplina na function ng pag-ibig? And I think all parents also will agree that the struggle here is in the balance of on two directions. Leniency, yung kaluwagan, masyadong maluwag sa kanyang anak na napapabayaan. At yung isa naman ay severity, masyadong mahigpit. So, yung balance na yan ang pag-i-struggle natin talagang mga magulang. At kayong mga balang araw magiging magulang, ito yung magandang maturuan na ngayon at maihanda ang sarili. Alam nyo ang inyong personalidad bilang magulang o magiging magulang, saan kayo kumikiling? Nasa pagkiling ba kayo ng medyo maluwag, madaling magparaya, magpaubaya? O nasa pagkiling kayo ng masyadong kahigpitan? Maaring sa iba sa atin, kung paano tayo pinalaki ng ating mga magulang, may maitutuloy natin. My father was a military man. So I had my share of military discipline from my youth, from my childhood. At lumalabas rin sa akin. So ang punto riyan ay, alamin ninyo saan ang kiling ng inyong personalidad, ng inyong karanasan, leniency or severity. So ito ang dalawang bagay na tingnan natin. Ano yung mga struggles with leniency at ano yung mga struggles with severity? At sa bawat isa, tingnan natin yung dapat nating iwasan, ano yung dapat nating i-resolve. So avoid, avow. Yan po ang magiging pattern natin. So pumasok tayo sa struggle with leniency. Ang usapin dito kasi pag-ibig, the trend or the direction of love is naturally not to hurt. Kapag mahal mo, ayaw mong saktan. Yan ang natural sentiment ng pag-ibig. Ayaw mong manakit sa iniibig. And that's natural. And in fact, the Bible tells us yung contrast niyan sa love. Sabi ni Paul sa Corinthians, "What do you wish? Shall I come to you with a rod or with love? In a spirit of gentleness." So in a sense, there is that contrast. When you love, as much as possible, you don't want to use the rod. You don't want to hurt. Kaya natural yung ganyang struggle, lalo na yung personalidad talaga ay siguro hindi siya nasangkot sa mga away, basag ulo, iba pang mga bagay. Kaya malambot ang kanyang personalidad. Ilagay mo yan sa konteksto ng minamahal niyang mga anak, mahirap sa kanya ang mamalo. But in the light of this, for those who struggle is in leniency, there must be deliberate discipline even against personal sentiment. So dyan papasok yung labanan mo ang sentimento, yung pagdisiplina. Kailangan sadyain mong desisyon. Ano man ang sentimento. Yan ang sabi ng Proverbs 23. "Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die." Now, isipin niyo yung, tutukan lang natin yung do not withhold. Pag ginagamit yung salitang yan, karaniwang kasunod ay something good, di ba? Do not withhold good. He will not withhold, Psalm 84:11, he will not withhold any good thing from his people. So pag sinabi mong withhold good thing, Well, that's exactly what discipline is. What correction is? Correction is a good thing. Huwag mong ipagkait. Kapag hindi mo siya dinidisiplina, meron kang mabuting ipinagkakait. Kaya baguhin natin yung pananaw, especially to the lenient ones. You think siguro na sinasaktan mo lang siya. Isipin mo, baguhin mo yung pananaw. Correction is something good that you should not withhold. That if you withhold, you are not doing good to your child. At sinabi pa rin, if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. Mayroong may pagka-sarcastic itong salitang ito. Sabi ng isang komentarista, parang ikaw pa ang namamatay kapag pinalo mo. Hindi naman yan mamamatay. Of course, assuming that your use of the rod is normal, hindi abusive. And then sinabi, you shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. And again, this is wisdom saying, not covenant promise. That's the general pattern God built into life. Na ang makapagliligtas sa kanya sa kapahamakan ay yung angkop na disiplina. So that's a good thing. So if your struggle is with leniency, may I suggest three things to avoid, three things to avow. So yung mga nagsasabi na wag na lang nating disiplinahin, ang sinasabi nila, ibang klase na lang, like yung popular na time out. Yan, sit in the corner. At bilangin mo yung oras. Well, hindi ko tinututulan na pwedeng gamitin yan. Pero ang maliwanag na instrumentong ibinigay, hindi orasan. Ang ibinigay, rod. Pamalo. Kaya kung meron talagang ginawang masama, ay wag bumigay. So avoid abstaining from the rod. So yun nga, yung nagkakaroon sila ng alternative disciplines like time out. Well, you can use that on other occasions, but where there is willful sin on the part of the child, you must use the rod. Sometimes in excuse na personality o stage lang ng child ang hindi sumunod, kaya hindi na na papalo, wag tayong bumigay sa ganyan. Then, a second thing to avoid is yielding to the child. You know, the child has clever ways to avoid spanking. At madaling bumigay ang mga magulang dyan. Andyan yung cute. Paano papaluin? Paano papaluin yung ganyan cute? May cute. Eto pa cute. So, yung gagawing laro, yung bagay, at meron namang mga bata na, alam mo, negotiator, hihingi ng pistok. Pistok na. Sasabihin niya, sa susunod, mag-o-obey na ako. Iba pang paraan para mag-yield yung magulang. And of course, there is always the old-fashioned way of iiyak. Hindi pa tinatamaan, parang ang lakas na nang natanggap. Now, my point is, do not yield. And this is especially for those who struggle is with leniency. Madaling mag-yield sa mga bagay na yun. Mga ngakong susunod na sa susunod, mga ngako ng ganito, at hindi na uulitin. Well, don't yield to the child to his clever ways of evading or even canceling punishment or spanking without pain. Yung batang yan, tuwan-tuwa pa. Habang pinapalo, parang nilalaro lang. Tuwan-tuwa pa yung bata. Ay, may mga ganyang namamalo na it does not hurt at all. And the child knows it. And when you do that, you are impressing on him or you're failing to impress on him what should be the message of right spanking. What should be the message? Sin hurts. O, hindi mo naman yan masasabi sa bata, kaya nga sa mga batang-bata natin ginagawa ito, hindi sa mga matatanda na pwede mo nang kausapin by reasoning. A child does not know what hurt is by reasoning or logic. He knows what hurt is because he feels it. And so when you try to impress upon him the message that sin hurts, make sure your spanking hurts. Of course, not abusive. It should not damage in any way, but it should hurt. Dapat masakit. Kaya huwag na nating laruin ang pamamalo sa isang bata. So, those are the things to avoid. Then, the things to avow, I make well-defined rules. So, alam dapat ang rule, anong hindi niya dapat gawin? Ano ang dapat niyang ginagawa? O, dapat niyang ginagawa na yung kanyang higaan iligpit, o pag sinabing kumain ng gulay, kakain, o hindi niya pwedeng kunin ng isang bagay, o kainin ng isang pagkain. Clear rules, well-defined, and when rules are well-defined, that means with clear punishment for transgressions. And when you deliver the rod, deliver it with conviction, believing that it is an act of love. Proverbs 3:11 and 12, my son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction, for whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. So take note those words. When the father delivers the rod, the one to whom he delivers that is the child in whom he delights. At tandaan natin, itong text na ito ay ginamit sa Proverbs, sa Hebrews, ginamit din sa Revelation, which means New Testament ay ginamit ito. Sa makatwid, patuloy ito sa mga Kristiyano at hindi ito pang lumang tipan lamang. So when you deliver the rod, deliver it with conviction that you are acting out of love. That this is good for the child you love and in whom you delight. But then, reaffirm love through reconciliation. And in this manner, this is refreshing for both parent and child. Especially nga, yan ang reconciliation after punishment. Kasi nga, especially yung parent na ang struggle niya ay leniency, magkakaroon siya ng guilt. Which is, of course, false guilt. Pero dahil yun ang kanyang personality, ginawa niya yung laban sa sentimento niya, pati siya nagigilty, kaya makakatulong rin sa magulang at sa bata na magtapos sila sa reconciliation. In that way, the child is forgiven and the parent is able to deal with his or her false guilt na nangyari sa kanyang pamamalo. The warning here is that leniency will only nurture the selfishness of the child that will grow into more serious problems in life. So, yung kanyang katigasan ng ulo, maaring katigasan ng ulo niya ngayon ay hindi lang siya kumain ng gulay. Sino makapagsasabi na yung katigasan ng ulo na yan balang araw sasagot sa kanyang teacher, magiging kahihiyan sa school? Eh, yan ang sabi ng Proverbs 29 sa inyong handout. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. So, yan ang babala. Sawatain na ngayon. Because when that child grows and he was neglected, that selfishness will grow into something more serious, and by then, it will be beyond the parents' reach. So, for those who are struggling with leniency, these are my suggestions na inyong sikaping magawa sa inyong paggamit ng pamalo. Now, for those of us who struggle with severity, now here again, this time is an issue of anger. Sinabi natin kanina, love does not want to hurt. On the other hand, anger is something which is right. There's nothing wrong with anger because it is provoked by sin. Sinabi ng Psalm 4 and verse 4, be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Binasa nga yung kanina sa ating scripture reading, be angry and do not sin. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. In fact, I will say this. The fault of many parents is that they are not angry enough. You should be angry enough in order to punish sin, but anger that is controlled. So, andyan yung may puwang sa galit, but there must be a watchful safeguard that discipline is not done out of intense anger. So, uncontrolled anger can be damaging. So, what are the avoid and the avow? First, avoid waiting for anger to exceed. Yan, sisigaw na siya bago pa siya mamamalo. There are those parents na unang saway, Junior, itigil mo yan. Hindi tumigil. Junior, itigil mo yan. Hindi pa rin tumigil. Junior! At nung hindi pa rin tumigil, hinabol na kung ano-anong nagawa dahil sa sumobra yung galit. Hindi niya hinayaan na yung kanyang unang pagsaway ay mabigyan ng consequence, aftermath, kapag hindi sinunod. Naghintay siya na siya'y lubos na magalit, and that is a no-no. And many of us know the effect of this. Those of us who struggle with anger, when we wait for anger to exceed, we are temporizing on issues of sin until we become too angry. And often the result is, yung avoid number two, beating the child mindlessly. Yan, binabato ka na. Sinabi ko last time, yung mga undignifying ways of punishment, sampal, public, at iba pang mga bagay na ang effect ay undignifying, pero nangyayari kapag mindless yung ating pamalo. Whereas using the rod should be deliberate, controlled, and in a formal session, formal encounter. The beating the child mindlessly involves verbal, kapag kung ano-ano nang nasasabi, yan, yung nagagalit ang mga magulang, yung bata gusto nang martilyuhin yung kanyang toy, yun ang effect sa kanya. Verbal abuse. So, beating the child mindlessly, verbal, instrumental, kung ano-ano na lang nakukuha. Sa halip na kaya sinasabi natin, dapat meron tayong nakahandang pamalo talaga na sanctified for the purpose of restraining the child. So kung nandyan yan, ay alam ng bata, at ikaw rin, kung ikaw ay mamamalo, hindi kung ano-ano lang masunggaban mo kung ikaw ay galit, kundi meron ka talagang instrumento para doon. And third, avoid, and this is the fault again of many, ending the session unsettled. Kasi galit ka nga. Talagang ganyan ka, kung ano-ano nang nasabi, tapos iniwanan. Walang nangyari. At distance grows between parent and child when the session is ended without being settled. It leaves the child in guilt and a sense of rejection, at mahirap i-catch up naman yung bagay na yan. Hindi mo naman pwede sabihin, "Oy, Junior, hindi nga pala tayo nag-settle nung 2 weeks ago. Mag-settle tayo." Nag-sink in na yung kanyang guilt and sense of rejection, so settling should be immediate. Now, avow, nurture affirmative love and closeness to the child. Yan sinabi natin na when we use the rod, it must be in the total context of a love relationship between parent and child. Affirmative. It makes discipline more effective when it is in the total context of affirmative love. Then, itong isang malagading pagkakaiba, discern what is childish, meaning what the child is doing because he's a child. Weakness and then willfulness. Childish, of course, may mga bagay na inaasahan mong gawin. Curiosity is one childish thing. Kung gumagalaw siya ng kung ano-ano rin, it's being childish. Huwag mong i-restrain siya na dahil may ginagalaw siya, unless of course it is dangerous, harmful, and violative of others' property. But by and large, yung kanyang curiosity should be nurtured. Hindi natin kinokorekt yun. Then weakness, nabanggit natin minsan, merong motor weakness. Yung bata, hindi pa ganun ka-coordinated. Eh, kahit nga may mga adults na ganun, hindi rin coordinated yung kanilang motor skills. Nakabasag. At kung nakabasag ng dahil sa motor, yung kanyang motor skill ay not fully developed, sa akin pala, hindi yun dapat parusahan. Turuan mo paano humawak. Pero yung mga ganun, you distinguish what is childish, what is weakness. Ngayon, kung inutusan mo at tinadyakan yung dingding sa pagdadabog, ay hindi childishness yon, hindi weakness yon. That is the depravity of the child which expresses in willfulness. And for you to just let that go is fault on the part of the parent. So, mahalagang distinction ito, childish weakness, what deserves spanking is willfulness. Yung tahasang paglabag, paghamon sa autoridad ng magulang. Then thirdly, another important thing, dahil yung mga nag-i-struggle sa severity, sila yung mas maaaring mahulog sa kasobrahan ng pagparusa, entreat the forgiveness of the child when you err. So, lesson in humility. Lahat tayo magkakamali. At kapag nagkamali ka, napasobra ka, sobrang galit, entreat the forgiveness of your child. The mandate that the parent who struggles with severity must remember, practice self-control in general, meaning everywhere. Watch your temper everywhere. Why? Because temper is easiest to explode at home. If you do not control it elsewhere, it will explode at home. Kung nag-iinit ka na sa opisina, siguro doon, tigil ka pa. Eh, may, o sa public, tigil ka pa. Eh, sa bahay, pinakamadaling sumabog yung ating temper. Kaya watch your self-control elsewhere in general so that you can restrain it at home. Dalawang special cases lang gusto kong mag-conclude. There's the so-called strong-willed child. Palaban. At may mga parents, marami akong counseling situations in which the parents keep saying, eh, hindi mo kasi kilalang anak ko, talagang strong-willed yan. Balang araw magiging leader yan. Kaya strong-willed ngayon, kapag ni-restrain mo yan ngayon, baka mawala yung kanyang leadership. Eh, hindi totoo. That strong-willed character can be harnessed to do positive things, of course. But when that strong-willed character is used in defiance of rule, well, that strong-willed character can one day become one of a corrupt leader. So you don't want that. Let him be strong-willed, but he must be strong-willed by the rules. And the rules are the rules of the parents. So the remedy to a strong-willed child, a stronger-willed parent. There are rules. And the strong-willed child must abide by the rule. So ang problema kadalasan sa strong-willed child ay weak-willed parent. So tumbasan natin. Huwag tayong padala sa kanila. Maraming mga tahanan, kalimitan ay kung titingnan natin yung prinsipyong umiiral, parang laging may hostage drama. Ang sandata ng bata, tantrum. At kapag nagtantrum na siya, yung magulang, sunod-sunura na. Hostage na ang magulang. Ay kulang na lang tumawag ka ng SWAT team. Pero ganyan ang nangyayari because of strong-willed children that we should restrain by being stronger-willed when it comes to rules. And then secondly, what about the mentally challenged child, like autistic. I'm not going to pretend any expertise here, and I would say consult the experts on mentally challenged children, but I will maintain theologically that even mentally challenged children are affected by sin. Even they will express that sinfulness of the child. That Adamic sin imputed to all will have its expressions even among mentally challenged children. But that's as far as I would go. As to how to deal with that, with those sins, I would ask you to consult the experts. But let me just conclude by the challenge that even the parent must deal with his and her own sinfulness in child discipline that makes struggles real, and we need to pray seriously to God and humbly for grace and wisdom when we need to apply discipline. Know where your weakness is. Alamin mo saan ka mahina, sa pagkiling ba, sa kaluwagan, o pagkiling sa kahigpitan, at sa biyaya ng Diyos, bigyan ka ng karunungan sa tamang paggamit ng pamalo. Any question or any thought you'd like to share, I really would like to hear out from your own experiences.
Myla.
Pastor, dun sa struggle with severity, isang kailangan i-avoid yung ending the session unsettled. Okay na yung soon ay hindi as soon as after. Parang bibigyan mo ng time yung bata para parang to think it over. Parang hindi naman 2 weeks. Siguro at the latest later in the day.
Yes, yes. And that includes dun sa Psalm 4 and verse 4. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your hearts upon your beds. And kasama dun sa yung pinagalitan ay mag-ponder din siya. Yes, I would agree na hindi naman ibig sabihin pagkapalo mo. O alika, magkasundo na tayo. Eh, siyempre, you want the child to think about what has happened and let the matter settle in. But the point is, make sure that the encounter ends in a settlement. Carol.
Pastor, I just have 3 points to share. Yung unang-una, Pastor, yung sa timeout. Yung sa timeout kasi, Pastor, if we just leave the child to face the wall or to just look at something, hindi po na-address talaga yung problem which starts at the heart of the child. If we don't immediately deal with it, or as again, I have always been saying, meron talagang catechism. We have to really spend time with a child to explain what sin he had violated or what rules we have made that he had violated. And the timeout will not be, those things will not be dealt with the timeout.
That's right. No, I agree dun sa timeout in complementation to the use of the rod. Pero yung as alternate to the use of the rod, that would not be acceptable. Go ahead.
Tapos second po, Pastor, yung non-immediate spanking, kasi marami, well, I guess I'm also one of these before now, where really I struggle with sometimes using the rod to threaten the children. Like, o sige, papakita yung rod and then hindi naman papaluin. So, if we, like kagaya rin po na sinabi nyo kanina na, like let's say, you stop that. And then, pangalawa, you stop that. And then, hindi pa rin sinunod. That is the training that we are giving our children. Training them to follow when we are already mad or angered. Or we train them to follow on the third shout. So it's really vital that we spank immediately once they have disobeyed.
Yes. Pwede mangyari. Alam na ng bata, anong tono? Anong tono na ng magulang talagang dapat nang sundin? Pero may tono pa na, wala pa yan. Pero pag yung tono na dumating na sa shrill tone, yan, okay. Susundin na yan. Pero so, tama yun na at the first instance ay pasunurin.
Tapos yung isa po, Pastor, yung sinabi niyo po sa lenient, yung warning on leniency, that if we become lenient, we will nurture the selfishness of the child that will grow into more serious problems in life. Let's face it, even us as adults, we do have problems or struggles that once it's not dealt with immediately, it will grow into more serious problems, or it becomes part of our system. That's why it's really best to train the child while they are young, so that at the earliest stage of their lives, they would know that it's really a sin against someone who is in control of everything, not just with the parents or with the teacher, but with everyone who is in authority.
Yes, sinabi natin yung isang nature ng bata ay malleability, and let us rush, so to speak, to shape the child into the being he should be while yet malleable. And I mean by the first three, four years, ang sinasabi natin ang malleable formative stage. According to experts na nabasa ko, first 3-4, that's the most malleable stage. Pag kinulang ka riyan, perhaps you can catch up 4-7. Beyond that, it's almost impossible. Other thoughts? Telly.
May dalawang tanong po ako. Sa verse, yung naitanong na ito, Pastor, pero gusto ko marunig ang sagot. Bakit yung a child left to himself bring shame to his mother?
Bakit mother?
Yun yung una, bakit mother ba? Yun. Tapos pangalawa, pag inutusan mo, halimbawa, ang iyong anak, and then with a face, sumusunod naman siya, but meron siyang yung parang nakasimangot ganoon, pero sumusunod siya. Pero how do you deal with it?
Well, obedience, kung inyong tatandaan, maski sa Christian obedience, kasama yung willingness, joy, kaya kapag sumusunod nga pero nagdarabog, nakasimangot, nang iismid, yung mga yan, kailangan na i-deal natin both attitude and the act of obedience ay dapat magkasama. Now, as to why the mother, hindi naman ibig sabihin na yung mother lang ang mapapahiya. This is the balance of Proverbs, na sometimes it's the father and sometimes it's the mother that is. But when one is mentioned, the other is assumed. And in this case, kami mention lang kasi ng father earlier. So by the time this particular proverb was used, yung mother naman ang single out. But again, in parenting, where one is mentioned, the other is assumed. Others. Myla.
Pastor, how do we make spanking private? Kasi sa, for example, sa bahay, ang dami-dami kong anak. And I mentioned, I think last time, that in every, practically in every room, meron kaming dalawang klase ng pamalo. That is to make it very accessible. But for example, I am doing something in the kitchen and importante, hindi ko pwedeng iwan because spanking and the whole session is, it takes quite a while. So ang nangyayari, ginagawa ko yun sa kitchen kung doon kami nag-abot. Pero it does not become as private as kayo lang dalawa. Kasi for the family, public place pa rin yung kitchen. And struggle ko kasi yung tatakbo pa sa mas private na room. So, is it okay na private lang in terms na kami-kami lang mag-anak ang nakakaalam, or should it be as private as ikaw lang na nag-a-administer ng spanking tsaka yung bata na involved?
Well, syempre, may mga bagay na hindi maiwasan na andyan yung ibang mga bata, but there should be an understanding even among the children na kapag ang magulang ay may paluan sa isang bata, that the rest of the children should give a respectful distance sa bagay na yon. Hindi ko kailanman pinroblema yan eh, yung private administration of discipline. Other questions or thoughts you'd like to share? Go ahead, Mael.
Gusto ko lang i-share. I hope it's okay with Rebecca. Last night, we discussed about spanking over dinner. But my Saturday is one of my longest day. I wake up at the latest at 5 a.m. Doing everything preparation for Sunday and for the coming week. Pamamalengke, planning, etc. And then Saturday, meron din akong Bible study. It so happened kahapon na yung kotse, hindi umaandar yung aircon. So yung sobrang pagod kahapon, especially wala si Glenn, kailangan kong mag-retire talaga ng maaga. So bagsak na naman ako in a very mas tiring way kagabi. And yung isang batang maliit, yan ay up and awake pa kung pwede hanggang hating gabi. But meron siyang hindi sinunod. Tapos bigla akong nagulantang, nagising ako na hindi pa rin siya sumusunod doon sa instruction ko. So sinabihan ko siya na kailangan ko siyang paluin. Hindi ko alam na nakatulog ulit ako pagkasabi kong kailangan ko siyang paluin. At nang muli akong magulantang dahil yun, nagugulat ka, ibig sabihin nagugulantang ka, parang nag-jerk ka sa pagkakabigla. Kasi may parang gumagalaw sa tabi mo. Nakatayo ang bata sa tabi ko, nakatayo siya sa bed, at hawak niya yung pamalo at pinapanood niya ako. So, na gusto ko nang ipakita sa mga bata kung gaano katindi yung struggle ng magulang, lalo na sa case ko na parating wala yung asawa, tapos ang dami-dami kong anak. Pero yun, nakatayo siya, hawak niya yung pamalo, and I hope na hindi ako inaantok nung pinalo ko siya. When we talk in the morning sa breakfast, sabi niya masakit daw yung palo. Kasi ang takot ko, baka natampal ko lang siya dahil sa inaantok ako. So this is just reality, and I praise God na napalo ko pa rin siya kagabi.
Yeah, that's a reality ng we struggle with our sin in terms of the heart as well as the weakness of the body. So, papaluin kita. Carol.
Pastor, I'll just comment on yung sa kahalagahan ng reconciliation. Siguro sa magulang din, it's really important that when we, after the spanking, after addressing the sins that the child did, and after praying much, we should really forget. Hindi yung every time, like, let's say, kinomit ulit ng bata yung sin na yon, or even with our older children, uulitin na naman ulit natin na, eh, ganyan ka talaga eh. Parang we'll always give a litany of their weaknesses in the past, especially if the same sin is addressed. So it's really best that the same way, we have also to remember that we are the representative of God. And as such, we will be displaying how God deals with our sin as even until we become adults. That when we ask for forgiveness, we truly repent from it, He will really forget it. I mean, not really forgetting, but He will not remember it when we commit the same sin again.
Okay. Yes, forget, but let me explain. Forgetting one sin, yung sinasabi ng Panginoon, their sins I will remember no more, means canceled from the record. We are no longer punished for that sin. But it does help sometimes when you know that the child has a pattern of committing the same sin, nandun ang kanyang weakness. So you deal with the sin, you deal with the pattern, not that you are punishing him for the sin already punished the week before, pero kung lumalabas na may pattern siya ng ganun, ay i-deal na, meron tayong paraan na i-deal yung kanyang particular weakness na ganun para, so in that sense, we are not forgetting the past sins. But in the legal sense of the word forgiveness, the past sins already punished are no longer punished. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng the forgetting. Yes, Mimi. Gaya.
Dun po sa sinabi niyo tungkol sa struggle with severity, i-share ko lang po yung isang na-observe ko sa parents ko na parang hindi ko alam kung consciously effort nila to para ma-reduce yung kanilang, para ma-improve yung kanilang self-control pag namalas sila sa amin. But there was a time na napapansin ko pag may ginawa kami, instead na papaluin na kaagad, sabihin, they will identify the sin, tapos sabihin nila, remind me later after devotion, I owe you a spanking. Tapos, para po pagkatapos nun, although ayaw ko po nun, kasi yung parang papaluin mo na nga ako, tapos gusto mo ako pa yung magsasabi sa'yo na papaluin mo ako. Pero, devotion time, after devotion time, pagka sabi ko, Mama, you said you're going to spank me, parang hindi na po siya yung term namin ng gagalaiti dun sa ginawa namin, na nakakapag-usap kami ng maayos at hindi, mas less yung chance na sumama yung loob ko na galit na naman si Mama, palagi na lang ako yung pinapagalitan at palagi na lang kasalanan ko. Instead, mas naiintindihan ko, tsaka po nabigyan ako ng time mag-isip na oo nga, mali yung ginawa ko, I shouldn't have done that. Parang mas maayos po yung reconciliation, tsaka mas madali sa akin yung repentance dahil nabigyan po ng time. So, biblical ba po yung ganon? Is that a proper way to improve yung self-control ng isang parent na who struggles with severity?
Well, I'll say it's practical. Practical in the sense that kung alam ng parent na kapag ipanish niya there and then, ay exceeding pa yung kanyang galit at baka kung anong magawa niya. So, siya mismo kailangan niya ng time na maghunos dili. So, I think it's practical for the parent himself to give himself some time so that his mind may be more level when he has to punish. So, pag sinabihan ka na ipaalala mo sa akin na papaluin kita, sabi mo, sige po Mama, paalala niyo sa akin, papaalala ko sa inyo. Others? Other thoughts sa inyong experience? Yeah.
Tama po ba, Pastor, na alam mo masipag yung bata and malinaw sa kanya yung rules, but you said something na you really expected, ayokong mag him or her, you are expecting the child to obey right there and then.
Yes.
But alam mong masipag siya at alam mong gagawin yun, but the child is so, you know, engrossed in dun sa ginagawa niya. Tama ba na paluin na siya right away dahil alam mong nagdi-disobey? Kasi sinasabi ko sa kanila palagi, anak, delayed obedience is still disobedience. Malinaw lagi yung sa amin. Kaya lang minsan, ako na rin mismo parang pagkapalo ko, nagigilty ako. Kasi parang feeling ko lang, Pastor, na dapat nagbigay ako ng konting allowance kasi alam kong gagawin naman ng bata. It's just that the child is so engrossed or the child is, you know, parang gusto kong unawain na sige, gawin mo muna yan, pagkatapos gawin mo yung pinapagawa ko. Tama po ba yon? O dapat sundin niya agad yung sinabi ko?
Well, again, knowing your children is of course going to play a key role sa decision. Again, papasok dun sa sinabi ko, distinguish weakness and willfulness. There are children na they're not willfully disobeying, pero hindi agad mag-register sa kanila because of, yun nga, engrossed with something and that thing is not sinful, yung kanilang anumang engrossment yon. So, maaaring gumawa ka ng practical na bagay. Tanggalin mo siya sa whatever it is he or she is engrossed with at pakilusin mo siya mismo. So, in that way, nagawa mo yung intention na immediately obey. But at the same time, you understand that that's not willful disobedience, but a matter of weakness. So I will make that distinction, siguro, Myla.
Sa issue na yon, isang ginagamit ko sa mga bata, I recall yung sa military training namin noon, obey first before you complain. So I'm explaining to them na pag may mga issue na gano'n, hindi naman necessarily talaga na as militarily as gano'n na obey first before you complain. Ang point lang is, they should be, nandun na yung willingness nila na sumunod kaagad, nandun na yung design nilang sumunod. Pero tinuturuan ko sila at the same time na makipag-usap sila. They need to explain or bargain. But ang ibig sabihin ng willingness to obey, kung sabihin ni mamang no, dun sa bargain nila, sa tawad nila, for example, sa bahay, ang common kwento, nagbabasa sila ng book. Tinatry kong intindihin yon dahil pag nagbabasa rin ako, pag last two pages na lang, hindi mo na mabitawan, mahirap bitawan. So I want them, I ask them to talk and to bargain. But ready sila na sumunod pa rin in the event na sabihin kong hindi na pwede, kailangan ngayon na. So kailangan yung nag-uusap. All the struggle din sa magulang na magbigay pa minsan ng time, magigilty na lang pagkatapos. Parang struggle of authority na yun eh. Pero kung tama yung mindset natin, dapat ready tayong makinig at yung mga bata naman ay mag-practice at matutong mag-bargain. Yes, mama, I'm gonna do it now, but can't I finish the last one or two pages? Can you give me 5 minutes kasi po patapos na tong project ko? Something like that.
Yeah, it's a practical suggestion. Again, the idea of immediate obedience but giving allowance to something that is allowable. Caro?
Pastor, siguro share ko rin lang yung isang struggle ko na yung when we are doing a lot of things, when we are so busy, sometimes there's a tendency to just spank the child without really spending time for talking, explaining, or asking them why they will be spanked, and spending time in prayer after. Kasi it really takes time. But it has to be done that way, rather than just spank and let the child go without discussing things why.
Yeah, point. The fault of ending the encounter unsettled spanking or using the rightly will take time. It will.
So it will take time, and the parents should be willing to spend that time for a right spanking session. What thoughts, questions, or shared experience? Myla.
Pastor, you mentioned kanina na ang pinaka-latest time para maging yung malleability ng bata ay about 7 years old. And then, sinabi dito sa warning sa leniency is magkakaroon ng serious problems pagka lenient tayo. But I'm also thinking na pag super severe tayo, may problem din.
Of course,
so,
yes.
Where do we go after all the mistakes of leniency or severity and the child is already in the teen years? Parang ang nakikita ko kasi ay just talking to them does not work as much I hope it would.
I mean, kung hindi nagampanan ng parent ang dapat niyang gampanan in terms of disiplina na malaki na ang bata, hindi naman siya pwedeng makabawi dun sa lumampas ng mga taon, but for whatever for as long as the child is in your custody, you still have to exercise your parental responsibility, discipline included, but it can no longer be the kind that is expected of very young children. So, ibig sabihin, kung hindi mo nagamit yung corporal punishment first 3-4 years, at malaki na siya 12 years old, di doon ka pa hahabol ng corporal punishment, it will only provoke rebellion. Kaya, inulit ko na yung corporal punishment na pinag-uusapan natin is on young children. The malleable years. Other thoughts? Paul?
Pastor, on that point, pag sinasabi niyong corporal punishment should usually applies to the malleable years, 4 to 7, perhaps a few more years even after that. Paano if the children are already in their teens, does that mean that persuasion should be the more effective way of
I believe so. I believe at a certain cut-off point which the parent will determine, knowing his child, there should be at a certain point, spanking is no longer to be used. At sa akin, up to 7, pag talagang ginagamit mo sa first few years ng bata, I believe that it would have done whatever it is intended to do, and you can use other ways in the older years of the child.
Okay. Kasi, maybe to follow up on that. Kasi there could be extreme cases na even if... I believe na, or it sa position ko personally, it even reached a point na if a child is 12 years old, I would really desist from spanking. Dahil nga po, I would rather treat the child or the son or daughter as a mature individual and who can be persuaded to follow without the use of the rod. But for in some extreme cases like gross disrespect, I should admit na meron kaming cases na ginamit po namin yung rod, and that has parang we it reached a point that there was no other way to deal with the situation except to use the rod po.
Yes, I agree. Extreme cases you have to be physical, but the fact that you call them extreme cases means that if it has worked in the first few years, there would be no such necessity ordinarily. But there will be extreme cases that we will have to be physical. Other thoughts? Mayan?
Kinakabahan na si Duke. Pastor, can you give us, you know, practical ways to discipline our teens from your experience?
Teens, those are the impossible years. There's a good book by Paul Tripp. Limutang title. Age of Opportunity, yes. And there are very good suggestions doon. Again, the balance there is, kagaya rin sa bata, there are childish ways na you should understand, childish weakness, willfulness. So that will apply even on teens, na what are the adolescent ways which you should understand, adolescence, the growing relations, growing sexuality, so those are things that you need to understand. At the same time, see what is weakness. But again, willfulness is that which will warrant the parental discipline of teenagers. And yet, I would not advise ordinarily that for teenagers to use the rod. Mimi, Mikael.
Pastor, dun po sa special case na strong-willed child. Sabi niyo po na usually this is the fault of weak-willed parents. Naisip ko lang po yung analogy na di ba po ang mandate sa kagaya po ng meditation natin last night sa prayer meeting na we are commanded by God to share the gospel, and the Lord will decide how to bless our work kung ang fruit nun ay yung, for example, kung nagba-Bible study ka, yun bang taong bina-Bible study mo ay maliligtas or not. Parang naisip ko rin po na let's take the case na sabihin lang natin, let's theorize na may parent who did her best to discipline the child. Sabihin na natin close to perfect yung discipline niya. Couldn't it also happen na by God's grace ay yung bata ay, let's say, will not grow up to be quote-unquote a good person. Just because, for example, discipline does not necessarily equate with having a good person. Just the same way that sharing the gospel does not necessarily equate with a person being saved. Naisip ko lang.
Yeah, that brings us back to the point that I distinguished dun sa very first lesson natin. We are dealing here with wisdom sayings, not covenant promises. A covenant promise, once you do the condition, the result as promised will happen. Believe, you shall be saved. Wisdom saying is of a nature na this is pattern, general pattern that does not always result in what is expected as a result. So, pwede mangyari na yung sinasabing black sheep ng family, siya'y naging sheep of Christ. At yung favorite ng family, siya yung naging napariwara. So, that's something we yield to the grace of God and to the sovereign will of God. But that does not excuse parents na sabihin nila, mangyayari naman sa kanya kung anong mangyayari. So, that excuses me of my responsibility to discipline. The precept is clear. Use the rod. And in general pattern, kung ginamit mo ang rod, it will drive away the folly of the child. General pattern. But it does not mean that it always yield the result of spiritual fruit. Hindi ba, isang, nagulat nga ako, yung isang anak ni Dolphy ay pastor na ngayon. Ito yung pinakabarumbadong anak niya noon na nakulong pa for arson. Yet, pastor ngayon. So you can never tell what the grace of God can do to a man. But as far as parental responsibility is concerned, we do what should be done through the years that the child is under our custody. Last thoughts? Caro?
Pastor, mag-share lang ako yung tungkol sa teens. Gaya po ng nabanggit nyo, there are different ways of addressing them now, considering the changes that is happening to them. But everything still boils down to spending more time with a child. To ang focus ngayon is more time in sharing God's word to them, who God is, and really telling them that someone is always looking at them, no matter, even if we are not there, and they will be accountable to that one who is sovereign to our God. So, parang ano, Pastor, still addressing the sin, spending more time with the word, still using God's word, and every opportunity is always an opportunity to share the gospel. It still leads to what Christ did and their condition before God, rather than dealing with their behaviors, dealing with their weaknesses. Mas ito yung time na dapat talaga i-deal yung heart issues nila and leading them away from the love of the world or whatever insecurities they might be having now.
And that's of course the Christian distinctive as far as parenting is concerned. What a Christian parent can and should do that non-Christian parents, for whatever virtues they may have, cannot do is that we share the word of God, we impart the gospel to our children. And I remember something that happened when Ronald Reagan, the former president of the United States, died during the eulogy of his eldest child, Ronald Reagan Jr. I cannot forget what he said. Sinabi niya, the greatest legacy my father gave to me is that he made me know Jesus Christ as Savior. I never thought of that. And yet that was what Ronald Reagan Jr. shared in that eulogy. Imagine president, yet that was what he imparted to his child. So this is siguro a fitting way to conclude. We talk about using the rod, discipline, and yes, parents must do that. But ultimately, we are Christian parents, and as Christian parents, the one thing expected of us to impart to our children is that they have heard from us of the Lord Jesus, of the gospel of the Word of God. So when the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, what does that mean in the New Testament? Well, Ephesians 6, train up a child in the fear of the Lord. So that is something that we need to examine in ourselves. Last, Myla.
I have a question to ask.
Yes.
What if the child is immune to spanking? Because I have two sons who had sinned, so I had to punish them. But I spanked both of them, and then my son told the other one, "Don't cry. The pain is just temporary. It will pass away." So I did not know what kind of punishment I would be doing to them. Was my spanking not hard enough, or do I have to do something else for them?
Well, it's not for me to tell. I don't know how you did it, when you did it, and how regularly and consistently you did it. All that I can say is, in general, parents should start as early as possible, and not at a time that children could reason away the impression of spanking. So spanking, if done early, diligently, consistently, I don't believe that there is such a child who is immune from spanking when done as early as possible, because that's the point of spanking, is at a point that the child cannot reason away the pain of the spanking, but rather the message left on him by the spanking is that this hurts and sin hurts. So without commenting on a particular parenting, the general point I want to leave with you is, do it early, consistently, and ultimately, as Christians, we look to the grace of God for the effects of the means given to us for us to administer. Let us close in prayer. Our Father, we thank you indeed for these lessons concerning the use of the rod. At kaming mga magulang ay mga makasalanan pa rin, ano pa man ang biyaya na nasa amin, kami ay patuloy na nakikipagbaka sa aming nananatiling kasalanan. Maaring ang kasalanan na ito ay lumitaw sa aming kaluwagan at napapabayaan ang mga kasalanan ng aming mga anak. Sana, Panginoon, ay ipaalala mo sa amin na maaring ang kanilang pagkamakasarili ay mapabayaan namin at ito'y mas lalong maging seryosong problema sa mga hinaharap, kaya tulungan kami na maging seryoso sa paggamit ng kasangkapan na ibinigay mo sa amin upang magdisiplina. Yet help us, Lord, to do it as a function of love. We confess to you that some of us struggle with severity, and grant that we may know when to temper our discipline, our anger, with love, and not to yield to excessive anger when we have to use the rod. So grant us wisdom. Yet for all of this, we remind ourselves that we are Christian parents, and as Christian parents, the distinctive that we have in our household is that we can teach, and we should teach our children the Word of God, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But this is something that we can only yield to your sovereign grace. If it were in our hands, we would have long ago saved our children, but it is not in our hands. We totally depend upon you, and we pray that in your mercy, whatever means we have used, with struggles, with a lot of loss, yet we sought to use those means, but ultimately we yield our children to your hand and to your care, and our prayer is that you would visit them with grace. No amount of parental discipline, parental rule, can change the depravity of their hearts unless the grace of God changes them. And so we ask that in your mercy you would visit our children with saving grace, and grant that we may truly attribute to your love and compassion whatever happens to our children. We give you thanks for all of this. We thank you that we can look to you as an example of fatherhood, and may we be able to apply this in our love and discipline of our children. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.